And now, the rest of the story. Were they really plotting to assassinate the President of the United States? All of the evidence we have says yes. It would seem, indeed, the most malevolent of all conspiracies, and yet among the most difficult of all crimes to prove. Let's examine the facts. On June 15, two men were jailed in New York City on a counterfeiting rap, their names Thomas Hickey and Michael Lynch. 2 days later, June 17, a prisoner in the next cell calls out to a guard. He says he must be released at once, at least long enough to speak to the authorities. I suspect the other prisoner wanted a bargain, but in any case, he did have a lot with which to bargain. He had some very important information. In the safety of court chambers, he confided that he had overheard Tom Hickey and Mike Lynch in the other cell next door, had overheard them talking about treason, had drawn inference that some sinister plot in which Hickey and Lynch were involved had been financed by our nation's enemies. Well, apparently there were nine men in the conspiracy. Seven of them would still be at large. So, with these words, an investigation was launched, and Hickey and Lynch confessed. Yes, their plan was to aid an enemy attack. Hickey had recruited the other conspirators. He had counted on the services of one in particular, a fellow named William Green. Now, there are powerful indications, which I cannot prove, that this conspiracy included a plot to assassinate the President of the United States. That would have to mean that investigators were withholding information from the public, or perhaps that those implicated refused to tell all they knew. But in any event, aides to the Commander-in-Chief did indeed rush to his side and were greatly concerned for his safety. Rumors circulated that he had narrowly escaped eating poisoned food. Now, the full dimension of this conspiracy may never be known, because Thomas Hickey was tried and executed, and the others, imprisoned, had nothing more to say about it. But you see, the mysterious treasonous plot of which you've just learned was uncovered in June of 1776, and this was just days before the document by which we declared our independence. And it involved a president, our first president before he was president, General George Washington. Of course, the tides of history might have turned had he been killed. But at his trial, June 26, 1776, Thomas Hickey related his plan to aid the British in capturing the colonies. It was he, Hickey, who had organized the conspiracy, and for this he was hanged. He also conspired to assassinate General Washington and had come very close to succeeding. That was repeated as a fact in history textbooks for more than 100 years. Now, today's historians raise some questions for which there are no answers, and yet more striking than anything we can surmise is what we know for certain, that Thomas Hickey, as well as the others implicated in this conspiracy, at least eight others, that they, the men who sought to subvert our independence, the disloyalists who might have extinguished the life of our first president before he became president, each of these nine was a member of General George Washington's own personal bodyguard. And now you know the rest of the story.